Welcome to Reverend Patty's Inspiration Station podcast. Do you want to know God more intimately, become one in and with Christ Jesus? Do you want to discover the in-between place, a space this side of heaven, beyond the confines of the world? As you tune into today's podcast, take time to listen for the sound of His sweet voice. Hello, kindreds. We are continuing with our topic of how to enter in, with today's episode focusing on letting go. It's time to dive deep and let go of the toxic emotions that build up a barrier, preventing one from having an intimate, loving relationship with Jesus. Remember what Jesus said. We touched on this in the last episode, discussing forgiveness, and it's worth revisiting. If you let them go, give up resentment and forgive, your Father in heaven will do the same. But if you don't give up the anger, neither will your Father in heaven do the same for you. Matthew 6:14. Anger can prevent us from forgiving and letting go. When I struggle in this area, I use a passage given to me by the Lord, taken from my book, Awakening the Inner Ticker of Life. No more anger, no more pain. I just want to be whole again. Our goal is always to be set free, no matter what. Is it difficult? Yes. However, Christ is the one who will bring us out of the land of bondage, just as God did when the Israelites were leaving Egypt. When we entrust to Christ the circumstances that keep us far from Him, He enables us to discover this reality. In our weakness, we are made strong, allowing Him to be our strength. Don't be anxious. In Psalm 86, it says, "For you, O Lord, are good and ready to let go completely of our trespasses. You are abundant in mercy and loving kindness to all those who call upon you." God wants to help us. We have to do our part. Listen carefully to what Jesus said in Luke chapter 4. "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He has anointed me to preach the good news to the poor." Jesus is talking about you and me. We are spiritually poor. "The Spirit has sent me to announce release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to send forth as delivered those who are oppressed, who are downtrodden, bruised, crushed, and broken down by calamity." What Jesus does, He does completely. Everyone is included here. No one is left out unless you choose to be on the outside looking in. Are you ready to loosen your grip? Brother Lawrence writes, "Once again, let us examine our inner selves. Time is pressing down on us, and each of us must be responsible for himself. I believe you have prepared yourself properly, so you won't be taken by surprise. I respect you for this. It is, after all, our business to be as open as possible to God's grace. However, we must continuously walk in God's Spirit, since in the spirit life to advance is to fall back. But those who have the wind of the Holy Spirit in their souls glide ahead even while they sleep. If the vessel of our soul is still being tossed by winds or storms, we should wake the Lord, who has been resting with us all along, and He will swiftly calm the sea." When we take our stuff to God, He is already within us, ready and willing to assist us in letting go of all the junk in the trunk. Take a moment to reflect. What's holding you back or weighing you down, causing your soul to run the show instead of the spirit within? What will you do? Letting go of the ties that bind us is our first step towards emotional freedom. It will take courage and persistence to continue clearing up leftover debris one day at a time. The Lord told me, Use the prayers I give you and my word. It is a double-edged sword to slay the enemy and his lies and false works. Let go of the rubbish, but don't let go of me. Believe a way will be made. Your faith and trust in me is proportionate to your happiness and peace. During this period of transition, let us consecrate and dedicate ourselves, releasing all the ties that bind, and reaffirm to the Lord that our hearts are not turned back, neither have our steps declined from the path. Bless the being and the path she or he is on, and get out of the way. Let it go, let it go, let it flow. We all belong to God and are His children, regardless of age. Let's close today's podcast, Enter in Letting Go, with a wonderful poem called Broken Dreams by Loretta P. Burns. As children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because He was my friend. But then instead of leaving Him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and cried, "How could you be so slow?" "My child," He said, "what could I do? You never did let go." Thanks for tuning in. Take a moment to subscribe to Reverend Patty's Inspiration Station podcast and leave a review. Want to develop a closer connection with God? Visit sacredwalkhome.com. Until next time, from one spiritual gardener to another, plant you and dig you later. Amen.